Blog Talk Radio.
Ah.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Wayne Klingman, your host for the podcast called The Milwaukee Mob. And I'd like to welcome everybody to the show. And you notice my little sound effect. I thought, and that's what we do test shells, is I thought the bumper would play automatically, but it's something that I have to key up, which is fine. It's just a fix, right? The reason why we do test show, again, is to find out what's been changed, what the new layout might be, what might be working, what I might have screwed up setting the thing up. But so far, so good. I'm proud and pleased that many of you are listening today. It makes me very, very happy. And I must first thank Gary, who does a great, fantastically cool podcast called Crimeland Wire out of Kansas City, a longtime police officer, detective with an information squad, I want to call it, in Kansas City. He does his podcast. I listen to it faithfully. I hope you do, too. If not, check it out via iTunes. And if you can figure out how to rate it, I would appreciate it. I'm sure he would as well. I tried to rate it highly, but I kept getting caught in some of a weird loop with an iTunes that doesn't let me do anything. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I must be doing something wrong, but I don't know what it is. Second of all, I want to thank everybody else who's been part of the Milwaukee Mob. The Facebook page has done very well. The Twitter is a little bit behind what I thought it would be, but it happens. Some people aren't into Twitter. Depending on a lot of things going to demographics, age, use of media, stuff like that. It'll all come in time, so I'm happy to be doing it at all. And again, I want to thank Gary for his encouragement for me to do this show. What's the show about? What's the page about? What's the show about? Well, the show page, everything else is about the activities of what I'm going to refer to as organized crime in the Milwaukee area from about the years 1900 to the mid-70s, when the reigning family at the time was broken up by the FBI. There's still some elements of that still going in Milwaukee and southeast Wisconsin, and we'll get into that from time to time. But I'm absolutely fascinated by that history, as well as I'm absolutely fascinated by the ramifications of that history and how that same history, the same activities still go on today. We'll also be looking at a sidebar, some of the political corruption that's going on. Because if you think, in my opinion, if you think that some of the things that we see with the old school mafia and what they were doing pales in comparison to what I can only call crime led by many in our local governments. And we'll be looking at that from time to time. And we'll be looking at how different things go on still that perhaps in the day would have been called organized crime, but now because the right people are doing it and they have the cover-up by the government, that's what the mafia relied on too, is government protection. And maybe we might be seeing some of that go on if you know the right people in government, if you pay off the right people in government, what you too can get by with. And we'll be looking at that stuff as well. Also, something else I hope to do is to be having book authors on, magazine writing, authors of all types on, filmmakers, and there's a lot of good films out there made by B-movie people. I like to have those people on to talk about their films, those people on to talk about their books, their investigative journalism pieces and the like, because how else can we know more about what's going on that's out there we may not know about? Films that we might enjoy watching, TV shows we might enjoy watching, books we might enjoy reading, information that we might think that we might have a need to know, unless we know about they exist. I'm happy to be doing that. A little bit about me. My name is Wayne Klingman. I live in the city of Racine, Wisconsin, where I've been living now for, I'm going to say 25 years. So just like yesterday, I moved down here to marry my then girlfriend. It's weird how time flies, right? an indefinite time slot. My birthday was yesterday. I can't believe I'm as old as I am. 2 days ago. I still can't. I have to look. That's 2 days ago. I can't still believe I'm old as I am. Other things going on. This is a show of opinion and of entertainment, and a show of entertainment and opinion only. Your views of ideas expressed in this show might be different than mine and from my guests. We all have the right to disagree. If you have vehement disagreement, you can, or kudos, anything else, you can get a hold of me at my email, which is themilwaukeemob@gmail.com. One more time, my email is themilwaukeemob@gmail.com. You will notice that I slur my words. You will notice sometimes that I slur my words worse than normal, right? I'm not drinking. I quit drinking years ago. I have had a series of strokes. And depending on my, I don't know why, the stroke activity is what I refer to it as, I slur my words more sometimes than others. I don't know why. The doctors are clueless, but it is what it is. I just want to make sure that you know about that. Other things about me you might want to know is I have a, I think, interesting history in media. I helped run at one time the Racine local cable access station while I was appointed commissioner to the Cable Car 25 Commission. We ran the station back in the day under Mayor Gary Becker. I held that position for a number of years. Now that cable station no longer exists, which is something we'll talk about, I think. For a number of years, it was a lot of fun. I also did a podcast and film that you can still get at from, Blog Talk Radio, called Indie Film Wisconsin. INDY, Film Wisconsin. And you can find that, again, at Blog Talk Radio. And I ran that show hardcore heavy from about 2008 to about 2015, and I slacked off because, well, actually, I was getting burnt out. I was getting bored of the subject and the like. This wasn't much fun, so I gave it up. But with the encouragement with Gary and all the tools and skills I have in media, I think that I had nothing, no other choice, and I really wanted to do it, to do a podcast, to do the Milwaukee Maya, first of all. And I wasn't going to do a podcast, but I had a couple of writers get a hold of me and say, "Hey, Wayne, we'd like you to review our book. We'd like you to have us on something that we can help you, help us, help promote our books and the like." And it's like, you know, I think I can do that with a podcast. And God knows, I don't know everything. I want to know more. In fact, I know less than most likely most of the people who listen to this show. But without a doubt, I strongly believe that through education, we all can learn more. And I know I want to. I also know that I'm fascinated by that history. I mean, I grew up in Madison during the time frame of the ending of the MAB in Milwaukee. And, you know, we kind of sort of knew it was around. And like we read about the newspaper, we read about the FBI stuff, we read about the court trials, right? But now it's, what, 30-some years later, and I talk to people in the Milwaukee area who I know, and they've never heard of it. But they're fascinated by it. And I'm thinking this might be a good way for me to help other people, or because I'm a big fan of history, the history of our little local communities, be it Milwaukee or what was going on in southeastern Wisconsin, because they did have influence in southeastern Wisconsin. That is as much as they obviously had in Milwaukee, but some activities, especially during Prohibition, which we'll be getting into from time to time. Speaking of Prohibition and history, it's been made, I live at a house that was built in 1805. My house was built, the first house in the subdivision. My house is within 100 yards of the river with a trail that was created so people from the subdivision could go down to their ships along the river. By ships, I mean boats, but we don't mean pleasure craft. We mean skiffs and the like. It's been suggested to me that the people who lived in this house in the early 1900s could have easily, especially the 20s, could have easily used the location of this house, the amount of land that's owned on the part of the lot, how the linkages between the house, the trail, and the river, to smuggle moonshine and illegal alcohol this house is a way station to bolt on the river into Lake Michigan, down to Chicago, and the like. And I'm thinking, you know, there's something to that, especially when I talk to different historians in the area who tell me that, yeah, there's a lot of that going on. There's more out of Milwaukee than out of Racine, but some out of Racine as well. We had some brewing companies, small ones, during the 20s, and most of them went out of business during Prohibition and then were to reopen. But they're thinking, yeah, you know, there's some information that suggests to them that some smuggling might have went place. I'm thinking, yeah, it might be an interesting thing to history to look at from time to time. Again, I love my house. I love the fact it's a nice old house. I love the fact that it's well preserved for its age and other homes in the area. And, again, it's just something I like to do, talk about history a lot. So that might come up from time to time, especially the smuggling from Lake Michigan. Again, fascinating subject, fascinating history, at least in my opinion, and I hope yours as well. Now, if you'd like to be on the show, it's easy. You get a hold of me on my email, which is, again, themilwaukeemob@gmail.com. You know, and say, hey, you know, I have a book or I have a movie or I've been TV shows or whatever, I'd like to be a guest. We'll talk about it. I suspect that we will make that happen. We're trying to do a show a week. We're going to try to do them on Friday. Now, the nice thing about Blog Talk Radio, how it gets set up, it's easy for me to do. The bad thing about Blog Talk Radio is because I'm cheap, I don't have a lot of money, is I can only use the free platform, which only allows me a half an hour. So each show has to be 30 minutes or less, which I'm okay with. The only bad thing is if we do an author, a particularly interesting author, a particularly interesting film person or star or the like, we may have to go and do more than one show with that person. And these things can be done. I can't edit. I mean, there's no editing tools to my knowledge with Blog Talk Radio. I do not have the equipment to record a show off this platform, edit it up, and then submit it up to Blog Talk Radio. I don't have the equipment. And if you'd like to have that equipment, you may donate heavily. You can go to our webpage, which is Milwaukee, which is, of course, the MilwaukeeMob.info, right? MilwaukeeMob.info. And we have a webpage which you can interact with and see what we have going on. You can read the articles that we'll be posting. You can read more about what's happening and the like. And there'll be donate buttons there. Obviously, we'll be offering T-shirts for sale. We have a couple of interesting ideas with T-shirts and the like. One of the things we'll be doing is offering a T-shirt. I've mentioned this in passing for Mythical. I say again, Mythical sports team, because we're talking about having our own arena under the scene, called them for the Mythical team called the Milwaukee Mushrooms, because as the team logo is, you know, keep us in the dark and feed us bullshit. Which kind of often goes what people think goes on Racine. Again, we're playing around with that idea because people find we're in an arena. And this is kind of a fun way to go and poke fun at what's happening and a good way to raise money for this podcast. That information will be up probably by the end of the week, perhaps sooner. We have a PayPal account so you can see the PayPal donate buttons. If you can spare the money, please do. If you can't, that's quite all right, but we would appreciate any donation you're able to give. As well, working at an Amazon bookstore, that's been a pain because the first one I set up wasn't worth my time, so we're going to redo it. Obviously, I'm doing something wrong, and I will have to figure it out. Things are, you know, tested. They don't work out. We can redo them easily. It's no big thing. Other thing, we also have a Facebook page. Just simply, you can do a search function for the Milwaukee Mob. You should be able to find it easily with that search function. And it's quite active. We have many posts today. I've posted mostly. We've had other people post a few things. I'm very, very grateful for that interaction. Again, you can contact me through the Facebook page if you like, or you can contact me again at my email, which would be themilwaukeemob@gmail.com. Again, themilwaukeemob@gmail.com. Something else we're working on with the local filmmaker that I know is we're going to do a tour of some of the more famous sites, connected to the activities of the Milwaukee mob between, again, 1900 and 1975 about. What we'll be doing is, you know, we'll see which ones we can find. You know, obviously we have the addresses in the newspaper, accounts of the time, and books written on the subject. We're going up the road taking pictures. We do not of those homes, those places that are mentioned and talked about. We don't plan to knock on any doors. We don't plan to go and ambush anybody with a live video feed or anything like that. It's be like, here at 12345 Oak Street, this happened. Here at 1234 Second Street, this happened, right? With a voiceover put together in a way that will be entertaining and educational to those people who want to be done that way, right? We hope the opinion hell will vote well that calls. We hope to be doing a more expanded version with more video content. And with all possible worlds, we would like to do one where we look at the say the house at 1234 Oak Street, and we recreate what happened there, right, with actors. I think that would be really cool, really good idea. I think it would be a lot of fun. Interesting thing about that is I've had contact from people from Cleveland and someone from Milwaukee who, I'm from Milwaukee, sorry about that, someone from Chicago who thought, hey, you know, I'm thinking this would be an idea from here, especially from Cleveland. It also has a very interesting history with the mob. Can we do something like that with here? It's like, sure, I'd be more than happy to show you how to do it, or perhaps we can do it as a joint effort. Something else we plan to do, which I'm really excited about, because I like parties, is we hope to work with a local group in Milwaukee to do a couple of fundraising parties with us and this other group. The idea would be we have a party in the style of, we would call it Guys and Dolls, right? Where people would be, the men would be dressing up as gangsters and the women dressed up as malls, flappers, or whatever else in the time period, say the 20s or the 30s, right? Whatever that time period might be. And, you know, you pay a fee to come in and be entertained. We'd have, you know, drinks and perhaps a band or two, right, to have some fun. The money raised would be used by that other group. We'd do a partnership, right, where we get half. We would get the other half, and they would do it. They would support their efforts, the money that we would get. We would use to support our efforts with this. As well, we're going to probably adapt another organization to donate part of our share to help give back. And I'm thinking, the more I think about it, it's either going to be the Racine effort for canine dogs or the Milwaukee effort for canine dogs. We're a big believer in that both police departments, we have a lot of respect for both police departments, and I think it's a thing that we can do with them that helps the community as well. It's called giving back, and it's important that we do that. Other things I want to do, I knew I'd go over 15 minutes. I don't think I'll fill the half an hour. I'm running out of really things to talk about in a test show, but this is a test show to see what happened would be happened that would have to change and fix it. Maybe I forgot to do something, did something wrong. We'd have to reset it up. But other than the mistake with the music in the beginning, things did work out pretty well. Again, my voice, just so you know, I slur my words and the like because of the strokes. I apologize for that. There's nothing I can do about it. We're using the Blog Talk platform, which allows me a half an hour of time, and I do not have the equipment to edit off air, right? To upload the shows, I have to do everything live with the person I'm talking to. I'm going to avoid doing these shows by myself because of my speech problems. So if I have to do a show by myself, it most likely will be an update of what's going on. If I have to do a show by myself, perhaps as a book review I would like to cover, and it would be the shorter 15-minute version so people don't have to put up with my voice. I will, however, do some interesting shows on marketing because I'm absolutely fascinated by that. I consult, believe it or not, in that subject matter. And there's a couple of cool things that we're developing as marketing ideas to help market the brand of the Milwaukee Mob. And as I close out the show, let me share one of them with you. It's about garlic. And you might think, Wayne, you must be drinking, because what does garlic have to do with Milwaukee Mob and fundraising? And I'll tell you. as you might know, many people do, is in the day, is a rumor, a story, an old wives' tale, that if you rubbed your bullets when you shoot someone, if you rubbed your bullets with garlic, and you didn't kill the person with the gunfire, they would get blood poisoning and die. Okay? Garlic. Notice when I said garlic. What you did not know about Wayne, perhaps, is I love the garden. We have a huge garden down here. And one of the things that we do grow really well is, you got garlic. I mean, we got garlic coals the size of a child's fist. We've grown garlic cloves the size of my fist. And what we would do is, what the plan would be, is set a price. I'm thinking for $5, you can get one of these official garlic cloves grown by the Milwaukee Mob. And we'll guarantee them to be, and this is a little jokingly, right? I'm not serious here. Guarantee you the fact if you use them in your hits, you will be successful. And if you use them to fight vampires, you won't have a problem, right? Obviously, just to say that we live in, we have to probably write down on the advertising spectrum, that medium, that this is for entertainment purposes only. Because I don't want some... And went to buy a clove of garlic and thinking we're encouraging someone to go out there and shoot someone with a gun and rub the bullets first with the garlic so they die. You know, that's insane in the face of it. But people are people, and we all have read stories where people do incredibly strange things. We also not want people to take the ball of the garlic and run around looking for vampires. Well, one, we know they don't exist. But again, people are strange. But the idea is, yeah, you probably can spend the same amount of money and buy an awful lot of garlic from a grocery store. But the idea is to have fun, and this is a way to have fun. Second of all, we can take the garlic to Italian restaurants, and we could sell the garlic directly as a restaurant-supported agriculture effort, where the restaurants, Italian restaurants might, or other restaurants might really enjoy the idea of getting in the spirit of things and saying, yeah, you know, we work closely with the Milwaukee Mob as a way to get customers involved, interested way to get fans involved. You know, it's a great signage idea. It's a great idea to get people giggling. It's a great idea to say, hey, let's go to this place. Let's go to Wayne's place tonight and get, you know, because, you know, Wayne's connected to the Mob, don't you know, because he's selling the Milwaukee Mob garlic sort of thing. I think it's an interesting marketing thing. It'll be a lot of fun. It really is to be a lot of fun to try it, see how well it works. I think it will work well. I truly do. And the nice thing is, too, that people eat garlic. They do. My wife uses a lot of garlic in our kitchen, and we wouldn't be growing the stuff if we didn't use it, right? It gives me an opportunity, in fact, to grow more of it, and I don't mind being in my garden at all. I'm trying to see what else I can talk about to fill up a little bit more time. So when I hear the show test back, I get more of a gamut of information to glean from. But I'm running. Oh, what else we can do too? Obviously, if you have a book, I'd like to review it. If it's a fit subject matter, which would be the mafia in the 20s and 30s into the 70s, Vegas, obviously, mob history, obviously, Milwaukee history of that time period, I could get into that. Things like that. If you've done a film, a crime film especially, a period crime film would be bonus. I'd like to review that as well. If you've been in films of those subjects, maybe you're an actor for a few episodes of Sopranos. Maybe you're one of the crime shows that you've been an actor in. I'd like to be on my show so you talk about your acting career. I can do that. I can understand that. That would be interesting. It'd be fun to have you on the show, in fact. If you own a restaurant and you'd like to have a restaurant review, please get a hold of me because I love to take my wife and to discover the new and different interesting restaurants we have in southeastern Wisconsin. I'll be more than happy to write a review of your restaurant on my webpage called The Milwaukee Mob. Same thing with the book. If I have an opportunity to read your book, if I have an opportunity to look at your film or the television production, I'd absolutely love to go and write a review on my page, themilwaukeemob.info. Again, enough of the test show for the day. We have our first guest lined up for Thursday. A little bit of a glitch as I've experienced, especially with the bumper. Should be easy fixes. Let's hope the playback will as well, and we'll take it as it comes. Anyway, that's all the time that we have for today. I really appreciate you listening. If you have the show and you want to help me out on the show, send me an email. Send me an email to the email address I gave you a couple of times. I'm going to give it to you again because you should have written it down. And that way we can see how well I communicated with the show. I appreciate your time greatly. I appreciate Gary from Gangland Wire, Aaron from Gangland Wire. Yeah, you guys rock. You guys do a good job. There's a lot of good podcasts out there in crime and other activities. There's a lot of them. Take the time to look around iTunes or do a search on Google and see what other podcasts and crime and criminal activity and mob history that you can find and report back. I like to hear about them too because obviously I don't know about them all. A lot of the podcasts I used to do are now off my iTunes feed because I'm getting more into the crime ones. There's a lot of good ones out there. I want to take a look at them. Thank you so much for listening. I really, really appreciate it. And let's say goodbye via Mac. Thanks again.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites, will it?